Tonight's shir is on Parshas Vayetze, and the title of the shir tonight is The Torah of Lavan. So tonight we're going to look at an idea from this week's Parsha based on insight that Lavan had that actually has halachic implications, ramifications. So that's why the title of the shir is The Torah of Lavan, because it's fascinating that in this week's Parsha we would come across this idea at this point. So if you look in source number one, in Bereishis Perek Chav Tes, and we're going to read through Pasuk Chaf based through Chaf Ches. It says, "Vayesof Lavan es kol anshei ha-makom vayas mishte." So as Yaakov was preparing to marry Rachel, or so he thought, Lavan had this party going for the marriage, for the wedding. Vayhiva erev vayikach es le'ah vito vayaveo sahi la vayavo eleha. And we all are familiar with the whole switch that Lavan pulls, and he gives Leah to Yaakov instead of Rachel. He also gives Leah a maidservant named Zilpah. So Yaakov was upset, he was furious, and he says to Lavan, How could you switch Rachel with Leah? I worked for Rachel for 7 years and now you're cheating me, you're lying. So Lavan responds that it's not our custom to marry off the younger one before the older one. So we're in Pasuk Chav Zayin. He says, "Malei shavu azos v'nitanalecha gam azos ba'avodah sher tavodi madi od sheva shanim achiros." So he says, "Finish this week off, and I'll give you Rachel in exchange for another 7 years of work." Vayas Yaakov Kain. So Yaakov agrees to this, and he waits a week, gets married to Rachel, and Rachel becomes his wife. So we're going to focus the shir on the last two psukim of what I just read in the context of the story. But the last two psukim in Chav Zayin Chav Ches say Malei Shavu Azos, that Lavan had some type of insight, and he says to Yaakov that instead of marrying Rachel right away, right after he had married Leah, he should wait a week and then get married, and then 7 years of work. So if you look in source number two, the Torah Tzmima quotes a Yerushalmi, a Gemara Yerushalmi, and it says, "Malei Shavu Azos, Tanya, there's a Braisa, Ein Nosin Nashim B'moed." There's halacha that you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif itself. Why? Mipnei She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Because you're not allowed to mix one simcha with another simcha. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha shamola min hadah. So Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Acha, learned it out from this pasuk. Malei shvu azos v'nitano lecha gam ezos. Wait another week, and then I'll give you Rachel as well. So what's the Gemara and Yerushalmi saying? Yerushalmi saying that Lavan had some type of insight into Yaakov, and he said to Yaakov, Lavan said to Yaakov, that you're instead of getting married to Rachel right after you had married Leah, you should wait a week. So there should be a week with Leah and then a week with Rachel. And we derive from here a halacha, according to the Yerushalmi and the Medrash, the halacha is that you're not allowed to get married on Yontif, that just like Lavan didn't want Yaakov to mix the simcha with Leah with the simcha of Rachel, so too, and halachically speaking, we're not allowed to marry a woman on Yontif or Chol HaMoed because we're not supposed to mix the Simcha of marriage with the Simcha of Yontif. And that's how the Yerushalmi learns. And in fact, the Medrash also learns this halacha from Lavan. So the question, of course, that we're going to explain or understand is, what insight did Lavan have, and what's this idea, or what's the concept, the philosophical concept of not being ma'arif simcha b'simcha, of not mixing simchas with one another, based on Lavan's idea that he told to Yaakov. Okay, but first, before we get into that idea or that concept, we should look at the Ramban. So the Ramban actually takes this up, and he quotes Rashi in Chaf Aleph. He says, "Ki malu yamai." This is the pasuk before in source number one. And he says that Yaakov says, "I'm ready to get married to Rachel because my days have been full." Sha'amra li'imi ve'od ki malu yamai harini ben pei dalet shanav emasai amed yud be shvatim lashon Rashi. So Yaakov said, "I'm ready to get married because my mother told me to stay with you for some time and then return. And the time to return is now. And furthermore, I'm 84. And when am I going to have the Yud Beis Shvatim if I don't get married now and have children?" So he says, "Malei Shavu Azos." The next Ramban says, "Malei Shavu Azos." So Lavan says, after he tricks Yaakov by giving him Leah, he says, "Wait another week." He says, Davaku bechatav, Shavua shalzos. So he says that the word Shavua has a Shva to tie it to the next word, Shavua zos, this Shavua. Vehein Shiva simea mishta. This is the 7 days of partying. Gamze lashon Rashi. This is also Rashi. So Rashi says that when Yaakov claims that his time is up, he means that it's time for him to return. He's old enough to have the children, to the Yobei Shvatim. But then when Lavan addresses Yaakov, he says to him to wait a week, and that was the week of partying after getting married to Leah. Okay, v'imkein lamalo piresh harav malu yomai al shnei ha'avoda v'atnai sheshalmu. So he disagrees with Rashi. He says, why doesn't Rashi say that when Yaakov says, malu yomai, my days are up, he's referring to the 7 years that he had worked, and he had fulfilled the condition to Lavan, in which Lavan should have given him Rachel. Kedivrei Unklos, that's how Unklos learns, v'hum mashmos ha'kasuv b'emes. That really is what the pasuk means. He says, v'bishvil yamim sha'amr lo imo, the fact that his mother told him not to stay too long with Lavan in return, gam ibnei ziknuso lo yitin lo Lavan bito kodz mano asher hisnu shnehem. And even if he was old, would Lavan really give his daughter before the Tanai was fulfilled, the 7 years? Vadai shi kayim tana'o. He definitely would have to fulfill the 7 years. But then he keeps going. This is just the background. But according to Unklus, the way Unklus learns, it makes sense that Malei Shavua Zos is referring to the 7 days of partying. Meaning Malei Shavua Zos doesn't mean that Phil finished the 7 years. Rather, it means finish the seven this week, and then I'll give you Rachel. Because Yaakov already mentioned before that he finished 7 years. Kasher amar lo Yaakov v'chei pirish Rabbi Avram. He says, Vani lo yadati, I don't understand, or I don't know. Ki shivas yimei amishta takanas Moshe Rabbeinu liYisrael. So one question the Ramban says is that this idea that after you get married, you're supposed to have sheva brachos and 7 days of partying, that was really a takana of Moshe. So what is Unkelus and Rashi alluding to? He says, V'ulai nemar shenagu bahem etchila nichpadei umos kenyan bavilus. So perhaps Unklus and Rashi are teaching us that the concept of the Shivas Yimei Mishta was customary before the Torah was given and even before Moshe. Just like by Avelos, Tichsev Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim. So too, by Avelos, it was a minog, it was a custom to be Misabel, even before Shiva was established in the Torah, there was a custom amongst other nations and amongst us to keep 7 days of Avelos. So the Torah is trying to teach us that the idea of Shivas Yimei Mishta, before pre-Torah, pre-Sinai, just like Shivas Yimei Avelos. Umash alam dukan biyushalmi uvavreshis rabba, she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So the idea that we said before, that we learn out that you can't get married on Yontif from Lavan, so he says that's in the Yerushalmi and the Medrash. Smach be'alma, it's just a smichas, it's just that something that they're relying on. Mimin hagei akanmonim kodem haTorah, that even before the Torah, they wouldn't mix different simchas together. Aval be'gemara shalanu, but in our Gemara, lo lamdua mikan v'darshua mivayashlomo esachag. So our Gemara doesn't learn out the idea that you're not allowed to mix simchas from Lavan, like the Yerushalmi, but it learns it out from a different source. It learns it out from the source of Shlomo, that when Shlomo was celebrating the dedication of the Mikdash, we're going to look at that Gemara. He didn't mix Simchas. So before our main question of the Shir was, what insight did Lavan have that the Torah bases the idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that we're not allowed to get married in Yontif based on Lavan, on Lavan's insight? What is that insight? What exactly is the concept that he's presenting to us that Yaakov agreed to, and that the Torah seems to praise? But also the Ramban points out that the Gemara, our Gemara, argues with the Yerushalmi, and our Gemara doesn't learn out this idea that you can't get married in Yontif from Lavan. So let's look at our Gemara, and then we'll look at the Yerushalmi, and we'll try to understand the philosophy of this halacha, the idea of this halacha, of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and also we'll try to find out or figure out and tie it back to the idea of Lavan, that what's the difference between what we can learn from Lavan's insight versus the Gemara and Shlomo. Okay, so that's what we're going to try to take up. So let's look at our Gemara to move on in order here. So let's look at the Gemara and the Mishnah. In source number 4, it's a Mishnah in Moed Katan Daf Ches Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says, Ein Nosin Nashim Moed. So it's pretty open over there. You're not allowed to marry a woman on the Yontif itself or on Chol HaMoed as well. And then the Mishnah keeps going, and it says, "Lo besulos velo almanos." So either, even if it's a besula, so a virgin, velo almanos, or a widow, Velo miyavmin, and you can't do yibum mipnei simcha hilo, because it's simcha for him. So the Mishnah teaches us this halacha, the same halacha that we saw in the Yerushalmi, but it teaches it openly in our Gemara in the Bavli. It says that we're not allowed to get married on Yontif. So if you get engaged before Yontif, you can't decide and set up your wedding on Yontif. So the Gemara tries to explain why not? You would think that it would be a great simcha to get married on Yontif, that you should combine the two to enhance the simcha. So the Gemara says in source number 5, v'chi simcha hi lo mai havi. So the Mishnah, when it says that it's his simcha, so what exactly is the problem with that? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar of Elazar, Amar of Oshia, the Amri La, Amar of Elazar, Amar of Yechanina, so a lot of people there, l'fi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So the first idea is the same idea that we said before, that you're not allowed to mix one simcha with another simcha. So it's the same idea in the Yerushalmi. Then Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar, so he gives a different reason. So he gives a second reason, a different reason. He says that the problem is that you're gonna be involved with your wife more than the regel, more than yantif, and you're gonna only be involved in the simcha of your wife and less be involved in the simcha of the regel. Okay, so what we're gonna try to understand. So look at Rashi in source number 6 before we do the other reasons. My havi v'chi simcha asur b'yom tov. So the Gemara says, what's the problem with getting married? You know, you're supposed to be misameach on yantif. So why is it a problem to get married on yantif? So if you look in source number 6, he says, de'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Klomar, meaning to say, be'inan de'lismach b'simchas noe l'chude. So he says that you have to be involved in your simcha, the simcha of the chag, of yantif, alone. And the simcha of the chag should be separated, it should be left alone. So the question is, what is that idea? What is Rashi, if you could describe it or define what Rashi's saying, what exactly, in particular, is the problem with being Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha based on a Gemara, based on Rashi? What's the problem? Why can't you mix the two? What's the idea that you have to keep the Simcha Sachag separate from the Simcha of getting married? So that's the question that we're going to take up. And you'll see everything's going to come together towards the end of the shir, but we're going to hold off on that question. So hopefully throughout this year, if you want, just before I give a svara, try to think about an idea, a possibility as to what that idea is, what's Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, what exactly is the problem with it? And furthermore, what's this machlokes in the Gemara between the first shita and the second shita? The first shita says that you're not allowed to get married in Yantif because we don't want to mix simchas, and Rashi says you want the simcha of Yantif to be left alone. And the second shita says because you're going to leave the simcha of yantif, and you're going to be involved in the simcha of your wife more than yantif. So we'll try to understand the difference, the distinction between the two, and what exactly the problem of getting married in yantif is. Okay, so that's what we're going to take up. So one other point before we start getting into the positive ideas here, the concepts here. So one other point is the Gemara on the next daf. If you look in source number 7, the Gemara takes up the source. And this is what the Ramban quoted before, that there's a machlokes between the Yerushalmi as to where we learn out this halacha of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha from. The Yerushalmi learns it from Lavan, and the Bavli learns it from Shlomo. So if you look in source number 7, it says like this. He says, U'de'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha Minolan. So where do we know that this halacha, that you're not allowed to get married on Yantif, because you can't mix Simchas together? So Dichsiv, as it says, Vayash Shlomo ba'esahi esachag v'chol Yisrael imo kahal ga'adol milavo chamas anacha mitzrayim lifnei Hashem Elokeinu v'shivas yamim arba asar yom. So Shlomo made a big party, and all of Klal Yisrael were with him. They were before Hashem, before God, by the Mikdash. It was after the building of the Mikdash. 7 days and 7 days, a total of 14 days. So how do we learn that this idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha from here? Look at Rashi on the next daf, on the next page, sorry, in source number 8. He says, V'avid Shiva, sorry, that keeps going. So let's keep going to the Gemara. The Gemara says, so what do we know from there? So he says, V'im Isa de Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So if you're really allowed to mix a Simcha with Simcha, Ibay le the Mintar Arachag, Umi Avid Shiva Lahacha Lahacha. So Shlomo should have waited till Sukkos, because this was right before Sukkos. And by waiting to Sukkos, he should have mixed the simcha of building the Beis HaMikdash with the simcha of Sukkos. Look in source number 8. He says, V'avid Shiva, Yomei Simcha L'Hacha L'Hacha L'Chanukas HaBayis L'Regel. So he should have done it both together. So why did he wait? Why did Shlomo wait? So we learn from there that there's a concept of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, that you're not allowed to mix two simchas, because Shlomo should have done the simcha, the Chanukah Sabai simcha, on Sukkos itself, but he waited. So just like we don't get married on the Yontif, so Shlomo didn't want to mix the simcha of Chanukah Sabayis, of building the Beis HaMikdash, with the simcha of Sukkos. Okay, let's keep going. So the Gemara says, Ibayle le mintar arachag, umi avid shiva alahacha alahacha, v'dilma mintar lo natcherinan. So maybe you're not supposed to wait, and you're not supposed to set it up that way, that you're not supposed to set up one simcha with another simcha mixing. V'hecha d'isrami avdinan, but maybe if it just happens like that, let's say you get married, you weren't planning it, but you, there's spur of the moment, and you go to Las Vegas, you get married, and whatever, you wanna party, it's right before Yontif. So maybe you are, Ibayle l'shiyure porsa. So maybe that's the next piece in the Gemara. So the question is, maybe if it just happens, so then you're allowed to get married on Yontif. Not if it's, you can't plan it out that it should happen on Yontif, but if it just happens and you end up getting married, you can party and you can have your Shiva Simei Mishteh, and you can have the Sheva Brochos on Yontif itself. Look at Rashi. Vidilma on source number 8, and it's number 2. Vidilma mintar lo natrina, nisuin ad regel. You don't wait till the regel and plan it out that way. Ki hechi delo natar Shlomo, just like Shlomo didn't plan it out. Aval imis rami le'avid, but if it happens, it happens. So then the Gemara says, ihachi, so the Gemara says, ve'hecha d'shrami avdin, ibayi le l'shiyure persa. So really, he should have left off a little part of building the Beis HaMikdash, and had he left off building a little part of the Beis HaMikdash, building the Beis HaMikdash, it could have been that that they celebrated them together, but he didn't do that. And says, Shiyure binyan Beis HaMikdash lo mishayrinan. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. You can't leave off building the Beis HaMikdash so that you can push off the party of Chanukah Sabayis with Sukkos, and you're not, because you're not allowed to leave off the building of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to finish it as long as you can finish it. So the Gemara says, "Ibayle l'shiyure ba'ama klei orev." So just leave a little part, and then push it off to Yontif. Ama klei chorev tzarech binyan abayisu. Is that really necessary for the binyan, for the building of the Beis HaMikdash? Ella, rather, midem yasser kra mechtik siv arbas ar yom shivas yomim v'shivas yomim lamali shmamina hani luchud v'hani luchud. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that the Pasuk says 7 days and 7 days, 14 days. So the Gemara says, why do you need the Torah to tell us math? That 7 days equals, plus 7 days equals 14 days? No, it's to teach you that each 7 days were separate, that the 7 days of Shlomo for the Chanukah Sabayis was separate from the 7 days of Sukkos. Look in Rashi in source number 8, the last line. Shmamina, hani l'chud de lo matzi l'm aved le biyachad afilu misrami. Even if it happens, you're not allowed to mix the two. Meaning there's a halacha, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, whether or not you planned it or not, or it just happens that way. So you see from Shlomo that there's a special halacha that you're not allowed to mix the two. So again, we have to answer, those are the questions. The questions up to this point are, there's several questions. One is, what is the problem with ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? That's one problem. The second question is, what's the machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as to where you learn it out from? Do you learn it out from Lavan, or do you learn it out from Shlomo? And finally, the last question that we have is, what's the difference between the two shitos in the Gemara? One shita holds ein ma'arvin simcha, that's why we can't get married on Yontif. And the second shita holds, the reason why is because you're going to be meniach, the simcha sachag, for the simcha of marriage. So we have to understand all those questions, try to answer them, and give a comprehensive concept here. Okay? So those are the questions. Anybody have any questions on that, or want to add anything? Or is it clear? Hopefully it's clear. So if you want me to repeat it, I'll say it again. Okay, so the first question is, what's our Gemara's idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, before we get to the idea of Lavan? So if you look in Tosfos on Daf Chesam and Beis, he gives us some insight into this. He says, Lefisha Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. He says, Gzeres HaKasuv, it's a Gzeres HaKasuv. We learn that from the Pesukim, Kedidarish L'Kaman, Mikra D'Shlomo. So we learn it out from the pasuk by Shlomo. Uv Yerushalmi darish midichsiv malei shavu azos. So the Yerushalmi learns it out from Lavan, like we saw. V'tam nirak tzas dekemoshein osin mitzvos chavilos. So he gives a little bit of a reason. He says, just like we don't like to add mitzvos one on top of the other, debeinon she libo panoi la mitzvah, that your heart should be open to mitzvah, it should be concentrated on mitzvah. Achas, on one mitzvah, v'lo yifne atzmo hemena, you shouldn't remove yourself from it, v'chein simcha b'simcha, yelibo panoi b'simcha. So too, when you have simcha with simcha, your lev should be panoi b'simcha. So your heart should be open or should be concentrated on simcha. Okay, so now we have Tosos. So what's the idea here? What's the concept? So the concept of Tosos, based on our Gemara, is what is in Marvin simcha b'simcha? So to define it, if anybody wants to stop me, just cut me off. But what's Tosos teaching us? So in Marvin simcha b'simcha means that the idea of in Marvin simcha b'simcha is that simcha l'fnei Hashem, the idea of simcha l'fnei Hashem, or the idea of simcha itself, is really an idea that a person should dedicate their whole heart to it. Meaning, if you really understand the value of simcha and the meaning of simcha and the purpose of the simcha l'fnei Hashem, especially on Yontif, so then a person would recognize that it demands all of your attention. So if there's any detraction from your attention to simchas Yontif, to simcha l'fnei Hashem, so then it takes away from the whole idea of the mitzvah of simchas Yontif. So what's the difference between the first two shitas in the Gemara? Let's go back to the Gemara. In source number 5, the Gemara says, v'chi simcha hilo mayhavi. So the Gemara says, what's the problem with mixing simchas or getting married on Yontif? I mean, simcha is a mitzvah. So the first, go down to the second line. L'fi she'ein marvin simcha v'simcha. That's one idea, one possibility. Rabba bar Rav Huna amar b'vnei shemeniach simchas aregel v'osik b'simchas ishta. We didn't go in the Gemara. He says, Amar le'abayla Rav Yosef had the Rabba bar Rav Huna deravu. He's saying like Rav. The Amar of Daniel bar Katina Amar Rav minayin she'ein nosim nashim b'moed. Where do you know that you don't get married on Moed? Ne'amar v'samachta b'chagecha. That you're supposed to be happy with your chag b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. In your chag and not with your wife. So what's the difference between the two shitas? So the first shita, in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, is teaching us that a person can't detract or diminish from a Simchas Yontif at all. That a person has to have an openness and a full concentration, his full heart has to be dedicated to Simchas Yontif. So any other Simcha will distract him or will take him away from full concentration on Simchas Yontif. But the other shita holds that we can't get married in Yontif because there's a priority. That Simchas Yontif is really a priority over Simchas Nisuin, over getting married. Because Simchas Yontif is Lifnei Hashem, is the idea of being in the presence of Hashem and achieving a certain level. So therefore, the second sheet is saying that the problem with Simcha of marriage isn't that it's not that it demands, Simchas Yontif demands your attention, full attention, but it's that we can't be Mevazis Simchas Yontif by prioritizing a different Simcha over it. So the machlokas between the two shitas is what's the problem with getting married in Yontif? Is the problem that we can't take away from Simchas Yontif, that when Yontif comes around, we have to dedicate all of our emotions and our mind to the goal of achieving Simcha l'fnei Hashem? Or is the idea that it's not that it demands our full attention, but the idea is that we can't prioritize any other Simcha over Simchas Achag, because Simchas Achag is a qualitatively different type of Simcha than Simchas Nisuin. So that's the machlokas between the two shitas. The two shitas are, what's the problem with getting married in Yontif? Is it a problem of, like Tosfos says, that your libo has to be pona for simcha, your lev has to be open for simcha, it can't be distracted with another simcha? Or is the problem, it's not a distraction, it's not that simcha's Yontif demands that level of attention, but rather it's an idea of prioritization, that you can't prioritize a lesser simcha over simcha's Yontif. Simcha's Yontif is the highest quality of simcha. Okay, fine. So that's the idea. It's a nice idea, I think. But let's get to the idea. What's the machlokas? This is the main question. What's the machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as to where we learn it out from? Do we learn it out from Shlomo, or do we learn out this insight of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha based on Lavan? Okay, so now we have a beautiful type of stira in the Rambam that's going to show you, that's going to open up the area a little bit. So the Rambam in source number 11, it's Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes Zayin. So in the Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Yom Tov, writes like this, Ein Roen Es HaNegan B'Moed, Shema Yimtza Tameh V'Nimtza Chago Nepach Le'evel. So you're not allowed to, a Kohen can't check Negaim, he can't check, if a person has Taras, he's not supposed to check it on the Moed, because if the person becomes Tameh, it's gonna ruin his Yontif, he's gonna be a mourner on Yontif, so you can't do that. The ain nosin noshim, you're not allowed to get married. V'lo miyavmin b'moed kadesh lo tishtakach simchas achag b'simchas anisuin. In order that you not forget simchas achag with the simchas anisuin. Aval machzir hu es grushaso, but he can be machzir. He can return to the woman that he divorced. Uma arsin noshim b'moed. He can do erusin on chol moed and yantif. Ubelvach lo yase sudas erisin velo sudas nisuin. You can't make a meal. Kadesh lo yarev simcha acheres besimcha sachag. In order that you not mix any other simcha with simcha sachag. Okay, so the Rambam sounds like he's holding ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha because he says that at the end. And it sounds like he's saying very similar to Tosos, that he's saying that the idea of it is that you're not allowed to take away or diminish from a person's involvement in Simchas Achag. He says that openly. He says, Shalot Tishtakach Simchas Achag B'Simchas Nisuin. Meaning there shouldn't be any detraction from Simchas Achag through or because of Simchas Nisuin. So that's good. The Rambam's simple, right? And this is in Hilchos Yom Tov. But now here's the problem. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. It's source number 12. Perak Yud Halacha Yudalid. So this is in the laws of Nashim, of women, and those halachos, and marriage also. He says in source number 12, Mutter la'aris b'chol yom chol afilu b'tishabav, bein b'yom bein b'layla. So you're allowed to do erusin, which is in the Torah, it's like, I'll just call it engagement. You're allowed to get engaged, on even on tishabav, whether it's daytime or nighttime. Aval ein nosim nashim, you're not allowed to get married. Lo be'erev Shabbos, v'lo be'echad b'Shabbos. You can't get married on Friday or Sunday, which we don't hold of. But gzera shema yavoli de'chil Shabbos b'tikun ha'su'uda. So the reason why is because they didn't want a person to start preparing for the suda of your wedding on Shabbos. Shachasan tarad b'sudaso. Because the chasan will be tied up in creating and making the suda. So they don't want people to be involved in that on Shabbos. Ve'ein tzarech lomar she'asr lisa b'Shabbos. So, and also, it doesn't even have to say that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos itself. V'afilu b'chol shel moed, ein nosen nashim kemo shebidyarnu. He says, even on chol moed, you can't get married. Why? L'fisha ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Because you're not allowed to mix one simcha with another simcha. Shenamar, as it says, male shevu azos, v'nitanolecha gam azos. So he quotes the pasuk from Lavan and the Yerushalmi. So what's interesting? What's interesting is that the Rambam learns from the Bavli, in Hilchos Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. But then in Ishus, he quotes a pasuk that the Bavli doesn't quote. He quotes the Yushalmi's pasuk. He learns out from Lavan. So the question is, why? Why does the Rambam not learn out the idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha like the Bavli? Why isn't he? He's usually consistent. The Rambam's consistent with the Bavli, with our Gemara. So yet the Rambam goes out of his way in Ishus to learn out the halacha of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha from Lavan, from the story of Lavan, from our Parsha, from Bayetze, from the Yushalmi and the Medrash. So the question is, what's the difference between our Gemara and that Gemara, and why does the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov sound like he's learning like the Bavli, but then in Hilchos Ishus, because you see from where he the source of the Halacha, according to the Rambam, he quotes the Lavan, he's learning like the Yushalmi. So what's the difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi? How do we explain this insight that Lavan had also philosophically? Okay, so those are the questions. All right, so what's the answer? And how do we put everything together? So there's one Gemara in Shabbos, which I think it's on Simcha. It's a famous Gemara, and I think with it we can utilize that as a source or as a base for our idea. So there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara talks about all the contradictions in the Koheles. How in some places Koheles says that Simcha is good, and other places he says Simcha is bad. And some places he says Schok is good, laughter, and then he says Schok is bad. There's all these different contradictions. So the Gemara has to explain all the contradictions because there's a whole question of whether we can even consider Koheles Kisvei Kodesh. So if you look in source number 13, the Gemara explains the stira about Simcha. V'shibachti anias haSimcha. So he says, I praise Simcha. Simcha shel mitzvah. So that's referring to the Simcha of Mitzvah. Ula Simcha mazo osa. And then in the Pasuk in Koheles where it says, what's the purpose of Simcha? What does it do? Meaning it's a negative. Simcha is not positive. Zu Simcha she'eino shel mitzvah. So that's referring to just Simcha that's not attached to Mitzvah. So the Gemara distinguishes between Simcha shel mitzvah, that's good. That's really positive. But a Simcha that's not shel mitzvah, just if a guy's hanging out with his friends, so there's no real benefit to that. L'amedcha, so this teaches us, she'ein shchina shorei lo mitoch atzvus, v'lo mitoch atzvus, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch chalas rosh, v'lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch dvarim b'telem. So we also learn out another idea, that the shchina, when a person gets nevuah, or the shchina itself, it's only chal, it only falls upon a person if they're in the right emotional state, if they're too sad, or they're lazy, or they're laughing too much, or they're too lightheaded, or Or if they're just talking, lomitov schicha, dvar batalim, they're talking about nonsense, it's not going to be chal on a person. Elomitov dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Rather, the only time a person gets nevuah is when a person is involved in simcha shel mitzvah. Shneamar v'atah kichuli min agen v'yakin agen amin agen v'ati alav yad Hashem. Because we see that the Nevi'im would play music and they would put themselves in a state of simcha in order to get nevuah. So simcha is essential for getting nevuah. I think I've definitely mentioned this in a couple of shirim. And the Rambam brings this down as well. I didn't bring down the Rambam. So how does this Gemara explain the difference in the Rambam and the difference between Lavan's and the idea of Shloma? So I think what the Gemara is telling us is that there's two ideas of simcha. There's simcha shel mitzvah, and there's a simcha that's a certain state of mind that a person achieves, and when they achieve that, it's like a base for receiving knowledge. But there's simcha shel mitzvah, aside from that, there's an idea of simcha, like nobody would say that when a person gets married and you're involved in the Sheva Brachos, that's simcha lifnei Hashem. That's not simcha, that's not the type of simcha that that puts a person in a state where they're going to get nevuah, where they're going to get knowledge to the highest level. No, that's not simcha, that type of simcha shel mitzvah, of mitzvahs nisuin, of getting married and then celebrating with your wife. I don't think anybody holds that simcha is going to lead a person to nevuah. The simcha of nevuah is the person who's on yontif eating korbanos and he's involved in learning, or the person who plays music to get nevuah. That's the simcha of a state of mind where a person receives nevuah. But there's a simcha shel mitzvah that's not attached to that. It's a different concept. So what's that concept? What's the idea of simcha shel mitzvah? So the idea of simcha shel mitzvah is very basic. It's that I think, I'll give you an example, like in my son's school, in my 3-year-old school, they do a tzitzis party. I was talking to my wife about this. So tzitzis party is that when the kid starts wearing tzitzis, they make a party to make it, to make it exciting for the kids. So what's the purpose of that simcha? The purpose of that simcha is to attach a person to that mitzvah. That simcha shel mitzvah is that when you can utilize simcha as a means or as an emotion for a person to attach themselves in a more permanent way to the mitzvah itself. So when you get married, so part of the purpose of the simcha of nisuin is to attach yourself to your wife, to set yourself up with your wife in a positive way. So it's really a basis for the marriage. And so what do we see from Lavan? And we'll explain the Rambam too. So what's Lavan's insight? So Lavan's insight's clear. See, Yaakov initially wanted to get married. He got married to Leah, and that was the whole trick. But then he wanted to get married to Rachel the day after, or the next day. But Lavan said, wait a week, and then get married to Rachel. So what was Lavan's insight? So Lavan, he wanted Yaakov to develop a relationship, even if it was small, only a week. He wanted him to have a relationship of simcha with Leah to create a bond with her that perhaps, because Lavan wanted Leah to be attached to Yaakov. I mean, he did give Leah to Yaakov. But he wanted to work out with Leah, just like he wanted to work out with Rachel. So he said to Yaakov that if you don't give Leah these 7 days, the Shivas Yimei Mishnah, you're not engaged in this before you get married to Rachel, it's going to ruin the connection that you have, this initial connection that you have to Leah, and it's going to be disastrous for the marriage to Leah. So Yaakov agrees to this. He agrees to this concept. It says, Vayas Yaakov Kain Vayimale Shvua Zos. He doesn't argue with Lavan. Meaning to say, Yaakov recognized that this was the right idea, the right approach, that in order for Yaakov to develop any type of lasting relationship with Leah, that the first days of Simcha are really necessary, or they're really important or integral for a person, for a man to develop a relationship, a certain type of relationship and connection with his wife. So Lavan recognized that, and he's saying to Yaakov, don't mix the two. Meaning, if you get married to Rachel right away, so what's going to happen is that you're going to break that connection that you have to Leah, and it's going to be disastrous. It's just going to create, no matter what, it's going to create a negative effect, a bad end. So that was Lavan's insight. But we see this, the Rambam's interesting. So now, how does that explain the Rambam? So I think the Rambam's saying that there's two problems with Ein Arvin B'Simcha B'Simcha of getting married on Yontif. One problem is in the framework of Yontif, that Yontif possesses a higher level of simcha. It's simcha lifnei Hashem. It's a type of simcha that a person achieves that level, that state where they receive nevuah, where they receive higher levels of knowledge. That is the purpose of the simcha of Yontif, simcha lifnei Hashem. And the Rambam says over there, Ein Marvin simcha b'simcha. You can't take away a person's involvement in Simchas Yontif, because the whole purpose is that a person engage completely and fully in Simchas Yontif so that you can achieve that level. And you can be on that level where you can receive that knowledge or understand things with deeper insight. But in Ishus, he's talking about the problem of Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha vis-a-vis the wedding itself. See, if you have the wedding on Yontif, there's two problems. There's a problem in Yontif, and there's a problem with the wedding. The problem with the wedding is like Lavan, is the source of Lavan. The problem is that if you get married on Yontif, it takes away or breaks the connection that a person will have to his wife. And the Simcha of marriage is meant to attach a person to his wife. The Simcha of marriage is meant to create, at least initially, a strong bond with your wife, with your spouse, initially. So the Gemara, the Rambam's beautiful. See, the Rambam's not, he's not Soser himself. He's just talking in two different frameworks. And in fact, that's why he splits it up between Hilchos Yontif and Hilchos Ishus. In Hilchos Yontif, he's talking about the problem of Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha vis-a-vis Yontif. That if you're Ma'arev the Simcha of Nisuin with Yontif, you're really taking away from the purpose of Simchas Yontif, to achieve that level of Shechina being Shorah, that idea. But in Ishus, he's talking about the problem of Simchas Yontif affecting your Simchas Nisuin, your Simchas Mitzvah, where a person's supposed to develop a certain bond with his wife initially. If that happens on Yontif and the man's involved in Simcha Lifnei Hashem and he's involved in achieving a high level, so it's going to take away from the idea of Simchas Mitzvah, of using Simcha to create a connection, a relationship to your wife and create a bond with your wife. So the Rambam's great. He's beautiful. He's talking. He's showing you by splitting up the halachos, one in Hilchos Yontif and one in Hilchos Ishus, that there's that Ma'arvin, Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha exists in two frameworks. It exists in the framework of Yontif and the idea of Simchas Yontif, and it also exists in the framework of Nisuin, that you can't take away from the Nisuin also, because there's a value to Simcha Shel Mitzvah in terms of connecting the person to his loved one, to his wife. And that's what we see from Lavan. So that's the idea of Lavan that Yerushalmi is quoting, that Lavan recognized, even Lavan, even evil Lavan, that he recognized and he had a valuable concept that a person has to recognize the first days of marriage. The honeymoon period is essential for creating a bond, a lasting bond with your wife. Okay, so that's really the idea that we learn from our parsha. So let me just summarize the shir, and then so just to summarize. So really, the shir started with the question of the end of the first couple of psukim that we read. It talks about how Lavan tells Yaakov to wait a week before he gets married to Rachel after he tricks him and marries him to, and gives him Leah. So we learn from the Yerushalmi, the Torah Tamima quotes it, that this is the source for not getting married on Yontif itself. But the Ramban shows us that there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that the Bavli learns out that you're not allowed to get married in Yontif from Shlomo, that Shlomo didn't mix the simcha of Chanukah Sabayis, of building the Beis HaMikdash, with Sukkos. So the question we had was, what's the difference between the two, between Lavan's, the source of Lavan, and the source of Shlomo, and why are they arguing? And then also within our Gemara, in the Bavli, the Bavli gives different reasons as to why you're not supposed to get married on Yontif. Is it because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, or is it because you're going to be Meniach Simcha Sachag? So we were trying to understand what the idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha within our Gemara is, and also the idea of the Rambam. So we said in our Gemara, based on Tosvos, that the problem with Ein Ma'arvin Simcha is that a person is supposed to really engage fully in the Simcha of Simchas Yontif, and if you're distracted with another Simcha, it's going to take away from that attachment, that engagement in Simchas Yontif. But then we saw that in the Rambam, the Rambam's interesting because he splits up Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha and Hilchos Yontif. It sounds like he's saying like the Bavli, but then in Hilchos Ishus, he quotes a different source than the Bavli. He quotes the Yerushalmi, he quotes the source of Lavan. So our question was, what's this distinction within the Rambam? Why does he sound on the one hand like he's passing like the Bavli, and on the other hand he's passing like the Yerushalmi? So we said that the Rambam's idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is based on two ideas of Simcha. One idea of Simcha is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and the other is Simcha Lifnei Hashem. So Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which is like getting married, the purpose of the Simcha is to attach a person to that mitzvah, to create a vehicle of attachment. But the Simcha Shel Lifnei Hashem is to be in a certain state of mind, where a person receives higher level knowledge, higher insight. So the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, he's really saying that there's a problem with Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha vis-a-vis Hilchos Yontif, vis-a-vis Yontif itself, that Yontif demands that a person not take away from his involvement in the Simcha in order to achieve that high level of insight. But in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam is pointing out that there's another problem with Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, vis-a-vis the Simchas Nisuin, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, that type of Simcha demands demands that it be separated so that a person can use that Simcha to create a connection with his wife initially. And if you were to get married on Yontif, not only would it take away from Yontif, but it would take away from the Ishus, from the marriage itself. And that's why he quotes Lavan, because Lavan wasn't talking about Simcha in the framework of Lifnei Hashem, of achieving a high level of Simcha. He was talking about the idea of Simcha as a means of attachment, as a means of developing a relationship with the thing that you're misameach about, or with the person that you're misameach about. So that was the inset of Lavan. So even Lavan, we learn some interesting Torah from. So that's really the end of the shiur tonight. So everybody have a good night and have a good Shabbos. Thank you for calling in. Have a good Shabbos.